So have any of you ever heard of St. Peter? St. Peter, he was one of the 12 people who were following Jesus around. Sometimes he's called a disciple, and a disciple is a fancy word for student. How many of you are students? Okay. So if you're a student, you're usually, that meant like back then you were a disciple, that you had a teacher, and Jesus was their teacher. Sometimes they're called apostles. And the apostles were a selective group of followers of Jesus who were called to help lead the early church. Now today we hear the story about St. Peter. Have any of you ever got news that seemed like it was going to be so bad you didn't want to hear it? Yeah.
Do
you?
Gavin does.
Oh, Gavin does. Okay. Well, you know, I always remember. I have two sisters and two brothers, and my youngest brother's name is Bob. And when we were little, if he didn't want to hear you, he'd stick his fingers in his ears. And if you talked a little louder, he would start yelling, "I don't want to hear." Any of you ever do that? Stick your fingers in your ear so you can't hear? Of course not. No. In some ways today, St. Peter was doing that. He didn't physically put his fingers in his ear, but he didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say because Jesus was talking about, we talk about Jesus being on the cross, and Jesus was talking about that. And imagine, this is very scary stuff. And so Peter butts in and tells Jesus, "Oh, stop talking about this." And of course, Jesus tells Peter that he has to be quiet and listen. Because what Peter is missing is that though some of the story is scary, because we've all heard the story of Jesus and we know there's parts of it that can be kind of scary at times, right? But Jesus wanted him to know, as well as everybody else, that a lot of good things are going to happen. Now, right now we're in this time called Lent, where we're getting ourselves prepared for. Anybody know what holiday we're preparing for? Anybody know what comes in Easter?
Spring.
What comes in spring? Yes, spring. And what holiday do we celebrate in spring?
Easter.
Easter, yeah. Excellent. So Jesus was trying to tell them about Easter, but they got scared because he told them about other stuff first. But Jesus wanted them to all know that, yes, it's going to be scary, but Easter's going to come. Now, what happens on Easter morning?
Jesus rises.
Jesus rises. Jesus comes back, right? And that's a big day here in the church. So right now, we're in this time called Lent where we're getting ourselves prepared. Sometimes during Lent, some people, they don't eat candy or else they go to church more. But it's just getting ourselves ready and listening to the whole story. Instead of putting our fingers in our ears like St. Peter, we stop and we listen to the whole thing, knowing that Jesus has some good news. Now, we have that gospel that we read, where we walk out like today, Kevin walked out with the big red book, and we call those stories the gospel. In the gospel, the stories about Jesus and about Jesus talking, his stories. And the name gospel means good news. Even though there's some scary things in there, it all ends up being really happy because we all end up on what day? In April?
April.
And what's in April? What's the holiday?
Spring.
And what happens in the spring again? What's that?
Easter.
So we prepare ourselves for Easter in the spring, where all things are. What happens in the spring? What happens in the spring?
Grow.
And things are brand new. And weather seems a little nicer and everything seems a little happier. And so that's what we're waiting for now in the church. So sometimes sometimes things sound kind of scary at first. But sometimes if we listen, we hear a really good news at the end. And today's good news is the story of Easter. So that's coming up. All right. Why don't you go back to your seats? Thank you so much. All right. Good job. You know, I like her. And we all sometimes as adults, we also know that sometimes we don't want to hear the whole story because we hear the scary part and we want to stop. But as we heard this morning, this all leads to a very good thing. You know, like it happens in our life. You know, we have a time in which things seem to die away. And as we look out today and we prepare ourselves for yet another layer of snow, it sometimes doesn't seem like it's possible that something can come out of this. But we all know that sooner or later, you know, with the crocuses and start popping up, that spring does happen. And as we heard today, with that, the good news of Easter. So this time of year, this Lenten season, I encourage you to open your hearts, to open your ears, and to open your whole selves up to Jesus. And not be like Peter, who wants to have a certain idea of what Jesus should look like, as the old Depeche Mode song, you know, he wants his own personal Jesus. You know, where instead of getting the Jesus that he needs, he has this vision of this whole, wonderful warrior Jesus, and not realizing that something great is going to happen. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to also take the fingers out of your ears and to realize that even at times when it seems the darkest, where it doesn't even look possible for spring to happen, it does here in the church. And each Sunday is a little reminder of that. Each Sunday is a little Easter. That's why Sundays, you know, when you look at count the 40 days of Lent, if you'll notice, Sundays aren't counted on that. Though we get a little bit more solemn this time of year, we stop using the A word. Today is still a celebration of that Easter morning. It's that little bit of hope that spring is still there and it's coming.